re bi hissiku. Yere ne bo şaka ta ta ta. Vurru ba 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 şaka ta. Ooo. Şaka. The shift. De la ba şaka ta ta ta. Vurru ba 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 ba. Shifting in the gifting. De la ba. The gifts that is in his room. Now the shifting in the gifting. That God can use you. I don't know. You're playing to him. You're playing for him. Ah. Shout out Abba Shaka. Thank you for the atmosphere. Urra Baba Shaka. Urra Baba Shaka. Thank you, Lord, for the atmosphere. Urra Baba Baba Shaka. Urra Baba 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 Shaka. Urra Baba Baba Shaka. Under that Baba Shaka. Now, it's not going to happen if you're not willing to do what Jesus said, die to self.
Amen.
Not going to happen. You got to die.
Got to. Amen.
I died a long time ago.
Yes.
You got to die.
Oh, Lord, thank you for your presence.
You cannot keep living and do this. Jesus said, deny yourself. That means die. Take up your cross and follow me. So if this is going to happen, there must be a crucifixion. And each individual. We're on the same team. I'm just your trainer. That's all I'm here to train you. You know I love you. But I want to take you into deeper places in the spirit. All of your personal agendas will come to pass. You won't have time to pray about that too much. You begin to take care of your personal agendas for you. As you submit to his will, his plan, his purpose. Lord, I'm a vessel. Lord, I'm a vehicle.
Use me.
In your service, you see. No. Number four. There's a divine freedom. Notice now, divine freedom. Release when we yield to the Holy Spirit. Who is the Spirit of truth? I told you that, John 16:13. And let him lead us into the worship of the Father. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now the cold word there is pale. Pale. There's a pale in yielding. There's a payoff in dying. There's a payoff. It's a payoff. You can't buy it in a way. It's something that the average person will never see. The average person will never see. Shalala Basha. Hear what the Spirit of God saying. Hear what he's saying. Write this down. There's a place in God beyond practice. You can practice all you want. There's a place in God beyond practice. I study, I prepare. When I get up there to minister, I go to places that I've never seen before. I hear, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, so you got to prepare. You got to practice, but there are so many places in God beyond preparation, beyond practice. The preparation and the practice, like you all practice, the preparation and the practice just to put you in a position to go farther.
Yeah.
There are places, well, the same is called Sinesco, Ndola Basisiki. In this place, here's a word from God, there are multitude of places you can't go or take yourself. He had to take you. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If you're depending on your talent, if you're depending on your practice, you just shut him out. Your practice is a pebble in the ocean. Because this spirit world is so vast and it's so real, and we got to go beyond religion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Beyond routine, beyond regular.
Yes.
And you don't have to force it.
No.
The word is flow.
Flow. Yes. That's it.
You know, sometimes we leave here and y'all go out there and try to force them. No, just flow. Just flow. Listen. Listen. Sometimes the beat will slow up.
Yes.
That's him. Sometimes you'll speed it up. That's him. Just flow.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Lord, I'm ready to flow. Say it.
Lord, I'm ready to flow.
With the Holy Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
Close deal. Close deal. Close deal. Close deal. You notice number 5. Worship is poison.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, sir.
Now, we function as a group. But you on that stage, it has to be personal to you.
Yes, sir.
See, yeah. For lack of a better word, you really can't piggyback here.
Yeah.
You know what piggyback means?
Yeah.
Riding on somebody else.
Yeah.
You'd be a hindrance. That's what you'll be.
Yes.
So you got to make sure it's personal.
Yes.
I want to yield.
I want to yield.
To yield, you have to be able to hear.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
You have to be able to hear. What do you want to do right now? How can I flow? How can I yield? How can I break my natural ability?
Oh my God.
Give them up to him. All right. All right. I love number 6. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Did you see I could talk to you? Did you see what happened Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When y'all was in such a flow, the word just jumped on it.
Yes, sir.
And you will begin to see the functioning of the 9 gifts of the Spirit. The gifts does not flow in any type of atmosphere. It has to be created with people who are personally submitted to God. What happened when worship and the word meet on the same level? The key word, quoted word here is purpose. His purpose is accomplished. Now, when you start getting his purposes accomplished. I'm speaking from experience, all right?
Yes, sir.
Your personal agenda become his.
Amen.
Delight yourself in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He give you the desire of your heart.
Yes, sir.
See, we spend too much time on our personal agenda.
Yes.
Trying to pray our way through and all that.
Yes.
No, just participate.
Yes, sir.
With him.
Amen.
and your personal agenda, your promotion. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Become his.
Yes, sir.
God become obligated for you to be blesser. Or father bless. I know that from personal experience. So I don't have to look to my affair. I look to his.
Yes, amen.
What a swap.
Yes, sir. What a swap. Yes,
behind time of service, sanctification, prayer, surrender with expectation of God's visitation. You got to be expectation of God's visitation. And one of the things, I just wrote the word prayer down here because it's so important. But you got to recognize you're serving him. Now look at number 8. We'll pray. We got to pray a little bit here. Praise and worship. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
That cuts into the rim of the supernatural. Praise, my God.
Yes,
and worship that cuts in the rim of the supernatural. Now, I have to say something that I don't want to say, but I have to say them. 9 out of 10 churches never get here.
That's right.
9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe talk about the narrow way,
yes,
and the broad way, the straight gate and the wide gate.
Yes, sir.
Denomination have set up a stunted position. The word of faith, Baptist, charismatic, poor gospel. They have set up a cutting off point. And so the freshness of God have grown stale. See, right here in this room right now, I feel my hand. God's fresh right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Ah! I can't. And so when that happened, everything is rejuvenated. Your soul, your body, your affairs, your family, your personal agenda get come back to life.
Thank you. Glory to God.
We have to bring this church out of the valley of dry bones.
Yes, sir. Yes. Amen. Yes.
The wind got to blow.
Yes, sir. Yes. 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 Yes.
The fire has to burn.
Yes.
In the service this morning. And the rain has to fall.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The wind blowing the life of God.
Yeah.
Fire burning. Burning up what need not to be present.
Yes, Lord.
The enemy don't stand a chance this morning.
Stand
a chance. Hear that, Rabbi Shaka. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. You create ours. You vehicle. Vessel. I said the word vehicle and vessel, they both start with a V, right?
Yeah.
There's an aspect of you having to be vulnerable. You have to, ladies, forgive me for the word, but you have to be almost in a position that God can rape you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Of yourself.
That's it. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Of your own agenda.
Yes, yes, yes.
You have to be vulnerable.
Yes.
To go into the spirit realm.
Yes.
You have to trust in him with all your heart.
Yes, sir.
And lean not to your own understanding.
Yes, sir.
If he said blow, I don't know if I'm using the right word. If you said, I'm going to use a word of my own. If you said, I know y'all got different music terms, but in the spirit sometimes, if you said, blow this syllable.
Yes.
I'm out.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. not a word, the music world won't understand that, but it's just another realm.
Yes.
But don't tell God it's not the right note. Don't teach God how to play. you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you follow what I'm saying? Because that's why I'm a violator of the English dialect. Whatever you tell me to say, I'll say it.
Yes.
Right? Now in number 9, it says soul shocking power must be released to make room for the spirit to perform miracle signs and wonders in the most. Yeah, we got to get beyond soul worship.
Yes, sir.
They that worship him must worship in soul and truth? No.
Spirit
and truth. So a lot of soulless worship. And the reason soulless worship is so prevalent in the church today is there's a hairy line between it. Soulless worship is good, but it's not good enough. It won't take you further enough. You see what I'm saying? Worshiping in the spirit is where God really is.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But your soul can substitute that kind of worship, and you believe you're there. But the signs prove you're different.
Yes.
You got no miracle. You got no sign. You got no creative miracle. Nobody received no organs or nothing. You're still in the soul.
Yes.
But when you get in the spirit,
Help us.
The Holy Ghost is going to start operating on people.
Yes, sir.
Somebody's going to jump up. And holler, I got something. I don't know what it is, but I got something.
Yes, sir.
You know, because you're over in the realm of the spirit. You got that?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you got to shock your soul.
Yes, sir.
With the spirit. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Your soul has to be shocked. And the shocking aspect to your soul is you not in control no more. You're supposed to be submitted, not in control. To the Holy Ghost and to my spirit. I'm saved in my spirit. I'm not saved in my soul. I don't know if I put this right on the paper, but the first thing is God must be recognized, glorified, and magnified. If you don't recognize him, you're not going to be able to glorify him. Now you call Talibi Shukor. Now you don't have to do this. You have to yield.
Yes.
Don't go out there and try to do this. You can't do this. Yield. I can't do what I do. When I call that pulpit, I ain't doing what I do.
Amen.
I'm yielding.
Yes.
So all presumably, always gonna be when you're going in the realm of the spirit, there always gonna be some fumbling and stumbling.
Okay.
That ain't the right note. That's not you, not you and your talent. It's getting you out of the way.
Mm.
Now, number 11. You cannot, they'll give George one of those things, one of them sheets. You cannot operate in praise and worship. Look what he said.
With a limited
anointing.
Remember,
how you going to do it?
You can't do it.
You're praising and worshiping an unlimited God, and you got a limited anointing?
Wow.
He trying to come through, and you trying to hold base.
Come on.
Yes. Save face.
Yes.
Wow. Look good.
Yeah.
Yes. Jesus. It's a healing factor.
Yes.
And then number 12, and we'll pray the rest of the 5 minutes. Number 12. Praise and worship must close the door on the enemy and open the portals of heaven. Come on, stand up, raise your hand. Stand up, raise your hand. Let's pray from that. We're going to have a great service today, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
I said we're going to have a great service. We give God the glory, the praise, and honor. Father, we praise you. We thank you as we prepare to move out in apostolic praise and worship and song. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for the lesson. They that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and truth. We pray for the people who come in from the east, west, north, and south. We pray for the congregation that they have received. Now, get your Bible. Let me read this to you. So we can understand the word matured praise and maturing in worship, or maturing praise, or maturing in praise and maturing in worship. You always, no matter how talented, how gifted you are in the spirit realm, you're always maturing. Okay? And you want to mature until you can function without measure. And God will know you are his man, yes, or you are his woman.
Yes, sir.
He knew he can come through you and you're going to let it go.
Thank you, Lord.
What we're doing this morning, oh my goodness, is taking the shackles off the spirit.
Yes, sir.
I like that, Lord. Yeah, it's taking the shackle off the spirit. See, he's been held down by us.
That's right.
But we are vessels. We are vehicles now. And we're vulnerable.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Turn to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. The church can't go until the leaders go.
That's right.
Oh!
Yes, sir. That's right. That's it. That's
those people in this pew can't go till you go.
Yes, sir. Amen.
When you go to another level, they're going to come back. They're going to come up to it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Oh,
glory to God.
For you can't see for when you're used in the Lord's kingdom, you got to recognize in a wise way, I'm in a special position. To lead God's people into another dimension.
Yes,
sir. Ephesians 4, verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. See that?
Yes, sir.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect or mature or complete man or woman, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's a singing position for you. It is God who directs his work by leadership. There's no such thing as I'm my own person. He cannot permit that. Because the flesh is so easily rolled in. But when you know you got somebody to answer to, down here that represent God.
Yes, sir.
Who will correct you.
Yes, sir.
Who will direct you.
Yes, sir.
Who will protect you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
What a blessing.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
The man was dead and he was talking and he asked the Lord to say, send somebody to tell my brother, my crazy brother, that they don't do what I did because I don't like down here. Hell, I don't like down here. Tell them, go tell them. God said, if they don't hear my servant.
That's right. That's it. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Yes, sir.
They won't even hear a dead man.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Good leadership is forceful. It'll pressure you, it'll push you. You're trying to stop someone and you feel that hand on your back pushing you because it's trying to get you in deeper waters. All right? Let's read this. We've got to close. Verse 14. You must hear this. They will henceforth no more children. No more children. No more cry, baby.
No more cry, baby.
That's right.
Amen.
What happened to cry, baby? Look at the next statement. They're tossed to and fro. carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftsmen, whereby they lie in wait.
Hallelujah.
That's some things I want you to write the word light, L-I-G-H-T. Right next to it, understanding. Light, understanding. Yes. Right next to it, discernment. Mm-hmm. And then write the word comprehension. Mm-hmm. Write the word hear. Proper hearing, believing, receiving, loving, and obeying. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is.
Ooh, praise God.
Three more things I want to tell you. You're going to have to let the Holy Ghost control your thoughts.
Yeah.
Your words and your action. All of that is groundwork for maturity.
Yes, sir.
You'll find yourself growing. You'll find out that there's some things you don't have to pray about no more.
Thank you, Lord.
You become a commander.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just go before the Lord and say it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it happened.
Yes,
sir.
Don't ask me, do I know if it's possible? Because I'm living it every day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are. Sure. You are a apostle.
Glory to God.
Yes.
God will give you what you think.
Yes.
If you heal with it.
Glory.
You say you want that? You really want that? Then
yes.
Another person prayed for it for 19 years.
Come on.
You thought about it. And because you're in the service of the Lord and you're in alignment with him. The point in prayer in 19 years still don't have it.
Yeah.
And he said, you want it?
Yeah.
You ain't asking for it.
Yeah.
That's the normal pattern. Listen to me. That's the normal pattern.
Normal pattern.
Of walking with God. And then actually,
it's normal.
You see it? Yeah, it's a normal pattern. And listen. I mean, I got to close. Listen.
Yes, sir.
There's a connection here.
Yes, sir.
With a commission. If God have invited you to do anything in this ministry, he's connecting you to this commission.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
There is a, conditioning factor in this connection with this commission.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
God become more obligated,
yes, sir,
to conquer your situation.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Because of connection.
Yes, sir. That's the key, connection.
Yes, sir. Connection,
sir.
You have been chosen to be in this room.
That's yes.
Right.
Yes.
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 Yes. That's for real.
Yes.
Everybody can't be in this room.
Yes.
You have to see this. You have to know this. You have to wear this.
Yes.
You have to thank this. You have to be thankful.
Yes.
Never thank somebody trying to use you.
Amen.
It's putting you in a position where you can be used by God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Father.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Father.
From this day forward, your petitions will be easier.
Thank you.
Because you're going to approach God from a connected position.
Yes.
Yes. Of a purpose,
yes,
and a plan. And listen, this commission, even though we're here in Darrow,
yes, sir,
this is no small commission.
No, it's not.
You play out there today, and you singing out today. You all over the world.
Yes, sir.
You ain't in Darrow.
No.
You're not in Gonzaga and Baton Rouge.
No.
You in other countries, ministering to God's people. We understand that, don't we?
Yes, sir.
And in time to come, I will meet with you more.
Yes, sir.
Because I know this is virgin territory.
Yes, sir.
The apostolic, see, apostolic breakthrough, when I was studying, apostolic worship and praise is breakthrough worship and praise. Mm-hmm. When leaders like you all leading people and playing, and there's somebody getting a breakthrough.
Yes,
sir.
Thank you, Lord.
It's not just excitement, emotion, or it's not entertainment. It's entering into his presence.
Thanks.
It's not a force. It's a flow. What did I say?
It's not a force, it's a flow.
Yeah, you can't force yourself in God's presence.
No.
He won't let you in. You flow. And then he draw you into his presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so actually, it's easy.
Yes. Yes, sir.
But you got to be dead.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Yeah. See, that's why Jesus kept saying, deny yourself.
Yes.
Pick up your cross and follow me. You're about to see
something. Yes.
All right. Father, let great grace, great power rest upon these leaders and upon the children of God who have come to hear from you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes. Praise God.